Time now for Ask the Expert. Let me welcome in my guest today. It is Connie Gillick with Gillick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing fine.
Connie, nice to talk to you again. And as we get started today, a listener asking this morning, please explain the tax benefit of giving to a charity from your IRA. So, Connie, how does it work and do you recommend this?
Well, sure, Joey. I'll be glad to answer that question. The Qualified Charitable Distribution is also called a QCD, and it's a provision in the tax code that allows taxpayers who are at least 70 and a half years old to make donations directly to a qualified charity from their IRA. When that's done properly, the IRA distribution is not taxable to you for income taxes. So the QCD is a great strategy to pair with the required minimum distribution, which now begins at age 73. It will satisfy that RMD. So this is a way to take the RMD and not add to your taxable income. You know, I hear people say that it really doesn't matter whether you write a check and take a tax deduction for it, or you send the donation out of your IRA. But for many taxpayers, it does make a difference. And here's a couple of ways. For one thing, many taxpayers under our current tax code no longer itemize deductions. They take the standard deduction. So this means that gifts to charity are not being deducted. If you give directly from your IRA, then not paying tax on that IRA distribution is the equivalent of getting a tax deduction for your gift to charity. And you get the standard deduction as well, in addition to that. So another difference is, and this is really important, if you receive your IRA distribution, it increases your adjusted gross income, and that impacts other taxes that you pay. If you send it directly to a charity, it isn't included in your adjusted gross income. So depending on your own situation, doing a QCD could actually lower the tax you pay, for example, on your Social Security benefit, or it could keep you from paying an increase on your Medicare premium, and your overall tax bill is likely to be lower. It's really pretty simple to do. You instruct the bank or brokerage firm holding the IRA to make a check payable to the charity of your choice. And you could give a portion of your required minimum, or you could give all of it, up to $100,000 per year per taxpayer. And then at tax time, you provide your CPA with the records so that the IRA distribution is not included in your taxable income. Joey, this is really a winning strategy for many taxpayers who are over 70 and a half. It's always important to review your own specific situation with a tax expert.
So, Connie, if our listeners would like to get in touch with you about today's conversation, what is the best way they can do it?
Our Roanoke phone number is 540-772-4545. 540-772-4545.
Okay, this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.